third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. So today I went to try to vote, and I was telling this story in earlier in the program, but for those of you just tuning in, I'll briefly recap it. I was refused the ability to vote today. And I tried to vote as a homeless person because I'd been kicked out of my home that morning, and I refused, or I was refused to be able to vote because I wrote all rights reserved before I signed my name. They called that a modification of the voter's form. I called it part of my signature because that's how I sign all government forms. I sign them all rights reserved. And, of course, I asked them, well, if you're saying I can't sign all rights reserved, then what rights am I giving up by signing this voter's registration form? She said, I'm not a lawyer. I can't answer. I don't know. So they wouldn't let me do that. They said that they didn't think that I was really homeless, even though I signed an affidavit swearing under penalties of perjury, possibly a year in jail and $2,000 fines. You know, they try to scare you.
That's what the form's for. So they don't have to speculate as to whether or not you're homeless.
Exactly. So
you
I'll
signed
take responsibility.
A form that said that, right, you're responsible for the homelessness. They can come, you know, somebody can come and investigate it later. You were denied your, you were disenfranchised. For God's sakes, it happened, and it's not supposed to happen in this state.
So guess what else? This I forgot to mention. When I went in the first time a month ago for the primary and signed a what they call the affidavit of domicile, which is where you basically say, here's where I'm living, I swear it, sign it there. I wrote that on the domicile I was homeless. At that time, I was homeless. Now, after that, I was allowed back into my home. But at that time that I signed it, I was homeless. And so I signed that domicile affidavit, and they let me vote in that particular case. So I figured the same thing would happen this time. I figured this time I'll sign another affidavit, which I did, and they'd let me vote. But they didn't. Then they brought out a homeless form, which they never brought out before. And I said, well, where'd that come from?
We just made it up.
That's exactly right. The woman admitted it was a new form. Now, the other guy that was there, the other bureaucrat, tried to cover for her by saying that, well, they've always had to have this information. They just never had the form at the voters area before. So, all of a sudden, a month after I go in to register as a homeless voter, they now come up with a brand new form just for homeless voters. And I challenged them on the form. I said, well, I don't see any citation here, because if you look in their voter forms, it says the little RSA number, the statute number that essentially justifies that particular form's existence at the top of them.
Right.
So the domicile affidavit has an RSA number at the top. The voter's registration form itself has an RSA number at the top. I said, this doesn't have an RSA number at the top. What are you going by to, where did this come from? What is your statutory authority to come up with this? So the guy had to make a phone call to the clerk's office, because he doesn't know, to get his answer on that question. And he came back and actually revealed that it's actually, in point of fact, a form for them to fill out. So they had given it to me to fill out, and then I challenged it, and then they said, oh, well, no, we're supposed to fill that out. And so then they, tried to fill it out to the best of their ability. I said, you can put not available for most of those. I'm not going to give you that information. So,
you know what? If people listening over the radio perhaps are aligning your difficulties in voting with what it might be like, that the difficulties that, say, the Free State Project is having, it's not so. The Free State Project had, the fiscal conservative types that have been, campaigning so hard over across the state for this particular election had victories all over the state, except Keene, New Hampshire.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, that's good.
In all the places that they did. Keene, New Hampshire is the bastion of socialism in this state. So
that's why I moved here.
Yeah, you know what? And most of the people in the Free State Project, I was just commiserating with one of the movers and shakers the other night, and he said, I'm so glad they're over there in Keene, because really the civil disobedience activists and the socialist dictators in Keene, they really deserve each other. And
absolutely.
So it's going well. Everything's going fine. You getting denied your right to vote is fine. It's perfect. And everything else
everything
is working
is okay.
Just fine in the Free State Project.
I don't know. To some extent, I think that the civil disobedience activism in Keene probably does make the political activism more difficult.
It could. It really could. I don't know, but I think that one of the things is our vision is skewed to some extent because we're sitting here and we've got Keene glasses on. We've got Cheshire County glasses on. So we see what it's like from here. However, in most of the state, Free State Project members are welcomed with open arms in most organizations because they know that they're active in their community, that they care about they care about their community, and that they don't want to increase taxes. By and large, most of the big tax kind of operations are funded from outside of the state here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is pretty much a fiscally conservative place. Keene, New Hampshire, deviates from that. It's the highest taxes in the state.
That's true. I'm not sure whether the people of Keene might not be a little bit more open, the electorate might be a little bit more open to voting for people who are, as you're saying, Mark, fiscally conservative for much smaller government. I hear a lot of people saying that. From what I've heard, feedback from the general population, I think a lot of people equate anybody who's a libertarian or associated with the Free State Project with the civil disobedience crowd.
Yeah, well, they do. They absolutely do.
And a lot of them just honestly don't understand that there's a difference.
Listen, how many FSP types, how many how many libertarians are there in the Keene area?
No idea.
That aren't civil disobedient types?
That aren't civil disobedient types?
You can count them on your hands, I'll bet you.
Well, I don't know about that.
There's a lot of natives
who would perhaps be active and want to get something done, you and me and something like that. I don't mean just people sitting around
active,
saying, you're all a libertarian.
Active libertarians who are not really so into the whole civil disobedience thing.
I'm just saying, the activists aren't ruining anything. The activists aren't ruining anything. They're not making it so I can't get elected. Because I'm not trying to get elected. They're not making it. You might have tried, but I think that you're far better off trying in some other town than Keene anyway. So, they're not ruining anything. They're just giving the newspaper something to report.
So, anyway, the reason I came here, and of course we're talking about the Free State Project, the idea of moving thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same general geographic location, that being New Hampshire. I chose Keene because I knew it would be a challenge, and I figured that somebody who is a principled voluntarist, as myself, should be in a place where there are some very statist-oriented people as the counterbalance to that, as the antidote. If you will.
Well, I don't know that it's going to be effective as an antidote. I mean, if the activism is turning people away from the ideas of freedom and liberty, then I don't know how effective that will be. And I think some of the things that have been done are doing that. They're sending
out
a bad message.
There are always going to be people that misinterpret. There are always going to be people that jump to conclusions. And there was a nice conversation I had over the weekend on Sunday. We were out at, as usual, every day there's a cannabis celebration that goes on at 4:20 in the afternoon where people smoke pot in the central park of Central Square. It's called Central Square here in Keene. And we were out there, doing our 4:20 thing. And then toward the end of the event, a nice lady walked up named Daryl, and she had her dog with her. And she's described herself as an ex-hippie. She's telling us she did a lot of LSD back in the 60s, and she was very, very nice and very cool and definitely with us on a whole lot of things. And she was saying that, she'd been thinking about coming out to talk to us, but never had really gotten around to it, so she finally did. And she was glad that she did, because the more she talked to us, she actually said this, the more she talked to us, the more she liked us. And she pointed out that she knew some people that were saying some not-so-nice things about the activism that's been going around here. And I said, well, you can't satisfy everybody. That's for sure. If you try to, you'll go crazy. But beyond that, I said that I think that most of the people that are talking trash about the activists here in this area haven't talked to us. They haven't taken the time to learn anything about the activists here beyond the rumors that might be flying around town, or beyond their, general impression.
It's kind of human nature, though. I mean, is it really their obligation, or is it the activists?
Well, I mean, we're going to get there. What I'm saying is the more communication happens, the more those walls melt down. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Style toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see the ladies that have shown us that they are indeed listeners to the show with their photo or validated video. All the details are at shrine.freetalklive.com.
And take the Start Page 7-Day Challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-Day Challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so I said I wanted to share a segment of the Constitution here in New Hampshire just because it's great. And again, I didn't sign the Constitution. It's not my Constitution. They're the ones that are supposed to obey it, and we know that they don't. But nonetheless, I do like the way this is worded, sort of. It says, no part of man's property shall be taken from him or applied to public uses without his own consent or that of the representative body of the people. Nor are the inhabitants of this state controllable by any other laws than those to which they or their representative body have given their consent. So unless you consent to the laws, you can't be controlled by them.
No, see, here's where I think they've got you. They say the representative body of the people has given their consent to the election procedure.
But I was not represented there. And I am not interested in being represented by them. I've tried to register to vote, and they've told me now that I'm not allowed to register to vote. They don't believe my voter's registration, even though I've signed an affidavit swearing that it's true. They won't believe it. They won't accept it. So I'm done now trying to register to vote, and I therefore don't have representatives. And so therefore that representative body cannot be representing me by going and doing those things. Now, I know what you're saying, Nick. You're saying that it's going to be their interpretation that matters.
But,
and of course, you're correct.
Well, the law
about
was
that.
Created by a representative body that did have the consent of the people. So in order to be able to vote for them, I'm not sure that you can make a case that there can be no laws concerning the process of voting.
Wait, what?
Essentially, you didn't meet, and whether they were right or wrong, I don't know. I don't study, you know, voting law. So it's very difficult for me to tell exactly what was correct for them to do and what wasn't from the legal point of view. But essentially, there are certain requirements that have to be met where you prove that you're eligible to vote. Now, I think a sworn affidavit saying, I live in that jurisdiction should be enough.
I'm 18. I live here. That should be enough. I agree with you. But even if let's say I don't want to vote, and at this point
it's
I don't want to.
It's the obligation of this organization to enforce their laws. Not to keep people out that might be breaking them, but to go after people that do break them. And the problem here would be if somebody came in and voted someplace that they shouldn't be and then voted someplace else or whatever. If they double vote, then that's an issue. If they come into someplace where they shouldn't be voting and, say they live in some other town or something like that, fine. But that they know what's going on here, and he took the onus of responsibility on himself with an affidavit. I've got to say, I support my insane coworker.
I agree with you. I don't think there should be prior restraint when it comes to voting.
If somebody challenges
and you say, no, I live here, I'll swear to it, then that's enough. And if you lie, then sure. Then they enforce the law. They don't prevent you from voting because you could.
According to their own document, he no longer has a responsibility to obey their law.
Well, then that's where I think Ian was disenfranchised from a vote. I don't think that's the golden ticket that you can get to being exempt from their laws.
I have no obligation to register to vote in the first place. I have no obligation to have a representative in their government in the first place.
If you have the opportunity to vote, I think the argument can be made that they are your representatives because you haven't done anything to challenge that.
Well, I challenge that I have no obligation.
But he didn't have the opportunity.
I'm challenging them by saying that I have no obligation to have a representative here because it says here that it's or. So no part of a man's property shall be taken from him without his own consent or that of the representative body of the people.
The people, not of that person.
Right, but then the next one.
If it meant an agent of your selfie, and then they would. I think it's a pretty well worded constitution, and they are very concise with things. That's why I like it better than the U.S. Constitution.
But the next one says that no part of a man's property shall be taken from him. Nor are the inhabitants of the state controllable by any other laws than those to which they or their representative body have given their consent. So it sounds, then that one makes it sound like it's your representative body. But it's not my representative body.
It's the representative body of the people. You're talking about the inhabitants of the state as a group here.
Anyway, I generally like the way that sounds. Let's go to your calls and go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Dennis?
I am on cloud nine. Today was the coolest day since sliced bread got sliced. This was
Why is
an
that?
Awesome day.
What happened?
So it's kind of funny for me, actually, listening to you guys argue over, like, whether Ian got to vote as if that was, like, a significant thing as far as, I don't know, progress and as freedom goes and stuff.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not progress at all. It's outrageous, I think.
Yeah. Okay. What is kind of funny is one of, quote-unquote, your representatives, a guy named Chuck Weed, State Representative Chuck Weed, he is, I think, the chair or the vice chair of the Election Law Committee in the House of Representatives. He has spent most of the last 20 years trying to make it so that pretty much anybody with a face can vote in New Hampshire. He's the guy who's responsible for the fact that you don't have to have an ID. You can just show up and vote. Oh, I'm from Mass, but I'm sleeping here tonight so I can vote in New Hampshire. He's the guy responsible. He's your rep.
He's not my rep. I don't have a rep. Go ahead.
You pick Gene.
So stuff happened today that was like amazing. No one would have ever guessed this. In another liberal bastion, if you will, using the perverted sense of the term as Rush Limbaugh perverted it, and I should say another socialist bastion of New Hampshire is the city of Concord, the capital city, where, you know, it's government workers wall to wall. It's a horrible statist place, Concord, New Hampshire.
Most capitals tend to be, but Concord's probably better than most.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but it's full of, like, lawyers and lobbyists. And
a lot of federal government buildings there, too. It's icky. I don't like going to Concord.
It is icky. But the candidate who was in – check this. So there was a special election for state representative in Concord. Now, the guy who had – there was a guy named Jim McKay. He had formerly been a mayor of Concord. Everybody in town knows Jim McKay, okay? And he's, like, a doctor and a lawyer. He lost this special election. He lost it to a candidate endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Oh, wow. Great job, yeah. Dennis. Now, what is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Oh, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance exists to extend and preserve New Hampshire's traditional liberty culture. It was started by a group of New Hampshire natives when New Hampshire got chosen by the Free State Project. They basically set up this political organization, nonpartisan, whose purpose really was to help the new people coming in be as effective as possible.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. I want to know what makes this New Hampshire Liberty Alliance different from other, you know, partisan organizations around the country and other states. So tell me about that in a moment. 800-259-9231. I already know, but, you know, for those of you that don't, it's a pretty cool organization and it's really unique. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And, of course, one of those features is the updates. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com.
Intern in film and alternative media. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making films, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, and a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for a spring placement by November the 15th and for summer by February the 15th at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. They're looking for people who are post-high school and sort of college graduates.
All right, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We go back to Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance here in New Hampshire. And, Dennis, you're telling us about the Liberty Alliance and what it exactly is and what makes it special, what makes it different from other organizations that might be lobbying and doing things like that in states around the country.
Well, I think the biggest thing really is the fact that the Liberty Alliance first is, libertarian, although it's not strictly only for libertarians. Democrats and Republicans who are pro-liberty people can get on board, and we'll support you with your marijuana decrim bill at the same time that we fight you tooth and nail on whatever socialism you might be for. So we can really work all of the libertarian angles and pick up analyze on a point-by-point basis. But I think the biggest thing really, honestly, is the fact that we have our members in the legislature. We have, you know, the Liberty Alliance, typically the political director is elected state rep. We have, I think, a dozen of our members are themselves state representatives. So it's not just, you know, people on the outside saying you should vote this way. It's our people are on the inside and affecting how the people vote. And, of course, the signature thing for the Liberty Alliance is the fact that we do read our volunteers every single bill that comes before the state legislature and grade them on a standardized scale of, you know, how pro-freedom or anti-freedom they are based on things like, you know, do they preserve right to contract? Do they, you know, in what way do they distort free enterprise and free trade? And do they, you know, treat a person's body as their own property? Things like that. And we turn around and grade all the representatives on a scale A to F. So it's real easy for the average voter to see, you know, how is my rep? And if you, you know, the honest truth is, if you get an F from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, that fact alone doesn't sit too well with the voters. And the fact that there's so many activists, I just cannot believe it. Every time you turn around, there are new activists showing up and really being active so that every year we can turn up the notch. This past year is the first year that we started doing our voting recommendations to the legislators as they go in to vote. We give them what we call our gold standard, a nice gold color sheet of paper that gives, you know, for the most important votes that we think are the most important votes that you're going to vote on today, Mr. and Mrs. Representative, here's what we think the Liberty vote would be.
I love that because I was just when I was out at the polls today because I was holding a sign for the local Liberty-oriented candidate and you know, people that accused me of not being involved in the system, take that. I was out there from 8 a.m. till about 4. But as I was out there today, you know, you have conversations with the politicos out there, and you know, one of them was a state representative, so called, and he was talking about how most of the people there don't read anything except for the bills they sponsor. So having you guys out there giving recommendations on a Liberty for what the Liberty vote on a particular bill is pretty valuable service, it would seem.
And you would the reps get their grade from the NHLA. And then I'm sure they're like, some of them are like, well, I wonder how I got this grade. Now they have some clue as to how to get a better grade. And so the ones that want to get a better grade from the NHLA, they have the opportunity to do that. And I think that the real difference here with the NHLA versus other liberty organizations and other states is they're getting things done and they have some effect. Whereas in the other states, it's just not happening. And the reason that we're talking about it, the reason that we're focusing on New Hampshire today is, well, we've been voting around the country. And liberty hasn't been advanced around the country, except in New Hampshire. We're having success. We're having luck. And it's for those that have worked on campaigns for either libertarian candidates or, you know, fiscally conservative candidates or perhaps, you know, the odd liberty-loving Democrat out there, and they're feeling dejected because their candidate lost, there is an opportunity to see liberty forwarded in the political process. And it's happening
it really
here
is possible.
In New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and today was a huge demonstration of that in a bunch of things around the state. I mean, the biggest one in my mind, really, is the fact that you had a case here in Concord. You got a former mayor, a guy that everybody knows, and he was defeated by a person who's never held any political office before.
Wow.
Who was endorsed by the Liberty Alliance.
Had he ever run before, Dennis?
No, she.
Her name is Lynn Blankenbecker. She had run once before and lost.
Mm-hmm.
And lost pretty handily, I got to say. And, you know, then this time she's running against arguably a more formidable opponent and, you know, cleaned his clock. And,
wow. Great. Congratulations.
Well, I would say cleaned his clock. It was kind of a squeaker, actually. She won by like 40 votes.
Yeah, that's a squeaker. But that is a clock cleaning.
This is a person who now is going to be in the legislature, and this is a person who's for, you know, medical marijuana is the only thing I'm talking about. She's definitely for it. At the same time, she's against income taxes and sales taxes. She's with us on the whole states' rights issues and FIJA. She believes that juries should be fully informed. So all these things all of a sudden have another voice.
All right, Dennis, give me some of the more exciting things that people would like.
Okay, this is great. A spending cap passed in New Hampshire's largest metro area, Manchester, because 50 84% of the voters who have voted on the thing or voted for it now has a spending cap, which means that their city council is only allowed to increase their rate of spending at the rate of the cost of living, basically as inflation. And, you know, that may sound like, oh, well, geez, no big deal, business as usual, but it's not. Typically, city budgets go up way over the rate of inflation, and they never go down. It just is unheard of. Now they have a cap. They're not allowed to spend more than basically flatline except for inflation.
Step in the right direction.
But you call it a step in the right direction. It is huge. It is huge because this was all of the firefighters' unions, the teachers' unions, the every state employee you can imagine was so opposed to this. They were taking out radio ads against it. They really did. They spent a lot of money trying to defeat this. And this is something that a relatively small number of people, including a bunch of free staters, were out there pounding the pavement, getting the votes. And as a result, we just put some extra shackles on the government.
All right. What else?
Another one. There's some friends of the Free State Project and other Free State Project members that wanted things like, you know, city aldermen and other municipal elections, which is a really good thing. Often it is the case that someone wins, like a local election like that, becomes a city councilor and alderman, and that makes it much easier for them to become a state representative or state senator down the road. So fantastic things.
And it's worth pointing out here that we're still in the initial stages of the Free State Project. Yeah. We only have a few hundred people that have actually made the move here to New Hampshire at this point in time, and there are more coming every single week, and every year the amount of movers increases over the year prior. So, I mean, we're still on the cusp of what's possible.
Oh, I want to talk about marijuana, medical marijuana. I want to state unequivocally, here and now, the 420 celebrations had nothing to do with the failure of the legislature to pass the medical marijuana vote. It has nothing to do with the 420
celebration. Didn't the votes in the Senate remain exactly the same, Dennis? I mean, the same two senators they needed still voted no.
It was really one senator. The other senator would have voted how she voted, and the senator that voted against medical marijuana, we told her, literally face-to-face, we told her that if she voted for medical marijuana, we would be out there at the polls supporting her, and if she voted against, we'd be out at the polls opposing her.
And more coming up here. Dennis, if you got one, you can hang on. We talk about it. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, but we ask something in return. We ask for your vote. And it is a vote that makes a difference, because your votes help push us up to the top of the PodcastAlley.com top 10 charts every single month. And we have been the number one show every month in a row. We finished the months at number one for longer than I can recall. It's been over, I think, over a year.
It's been over a year.
And last month was pretty contested. It was difficult for us to stay number one. We managed it.
Squeaked by.
Thanks to you. This month is also proving difficult. Mark, you're paranoid. You think the other show that's currently winning is cheating.
The other show that's winning right now placed 258th last month.
Maybe they never asked their listeners for votes before. So you always think they're cheating. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. We're not.
I don't always. How many times have I claimed that?
Well, it's rare that anyone's beating us. So every time that anyone's ever beat us, you think they're cheating.
I don't think that the other one is cheating. I don't remember anybody that I thought was cheating in the recent past.
I remember that. But anyway, so we still need your votes regardless. At vote.freetalklive.com, you can go there. All you need is your email address. That is how you'll be verified as a real-life human being. Go to vote.freetalklive.com, please. It makes a big difference.
Totasac, it's a little handle. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks, mostly for grocery bags, and you won't believe how much easier life is. Everybody who gets one of these things writes me an email and says, "Wow, these things are great. I would have never guessed." It's Totasac, TOTASAK.com. Go there and get a family pack today. As a matter of fact, they're offering a special Christmas deal, and you can buy two family packs, and they'll ship the other one to whomever you'd like for free. So it's Totasac.
All right, we continue. Dennis Goddard is here from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, kind of giving us a rundown of some of the successes, liberty-oriented successes in today's election in New Hampshire. And the reason why is because, well, we're shamelessly promoting New Hampshire as a place, as a destination for liberty-minded people. Because getting people together who believe in freedom is the only way we're going to see the tide of the increase of the state roll back and possibly see everything turned around and maybe actually see liberty in our lifetime. The only way, in my mind, is to get people together and so far, only a few hundred people have moved to New Hampshire and have gotten active. More are coming all the time. The Free State Project's move doesn't officially start until the project reaches 20,000, but people are moving before that because it makes sense to do it sooner rather than later, rather than waiting around. And so that's why a lot of people are coming sooner rather than later, and that's why I'm encouraging it. That's why we moved here 3 years ago, to get involved, to get things started. And so really, just we're on the cusp of this movement, and there have been some wonderful successes. And Dennis, you still had some, I guess, something else you wanted to share, so go ahead.
I just want to share a little story. So there's this senator from, state senator from Manchester, who was opposed to medical marijuana, and we knew she was the swing vote. It really, her vote was going to be the deciding vote on this thing. And, we told her up front, if you go with us, we're going to support you. If you go against us, we're going to go against you, as far as our activists are concerned. And she decided to, stick with, I guess, her party bosses and the unions and some other strange alliances that said no to medical marijuana. And so she cast the duh vote that prevented us from having medical marijuana this year. So it turns out she's not only a state senator, she's also an alderman, which is like a city council type person.
Mm-hmm.
So we got, about a dozen and a half people that, we got some signs, little signs that we made up, Betsy DeVries makes political prisoners out of, out of sick people and, mm-hmm. Little unflattering drawings of her kicking people and stuff like that.
Nice.
Not very good. And, of course, we're standing there with these signs, and she, the senator herself, is like 5 feet away holding her own sign right in front of the school, where you go in to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's like real New Hampshire politics, where the person that you are opposing in the state Senate is 3 feet from you holding her own sign while you're sitting there holding your sign against her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Betsy, how are you this morning? And then our secret weapon came out. Our secret weapon. A disabled Vietnam War veteran who is also a medical marijuana patient. So he comes up on his little electric motorized wheelchair, and he's got a big hand-drawn sign that's plastered right on the front of his wheelchair. And you can read this thing from a mile away. It says, "I should be here." Picture of a hospital with a Red Cross. Betsy DeVries wants me here. Picture of a jail.
Wow.
Okay. And, some of these places, they're really funny about the rules. They have a free speech zone. You can only hold your political signs in this little area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this vet's having none of it. He's over it. He's over it. He doesn't care anymore, right? He's
good
driving up and down right in front of the moderator, right where all the cars driving in his little electric wheelchair. He's honking his horn, meep, meep, meep. He drives the thing all over, and everyone's, oh, my goodness. And so, the senator's on the phone, and she's getting another senator over there, and then the leader of the Democratic Party comes over, and they're all having a little powwow, and we see all these people having a powwow and pointing over us. We're like, wow, what's going on, right? So one of the other activists, he gets a video camera out and follows as our friend, the veteran, pulls right up to the senator and says, "Senator, I am your constituent, and I have some questions for you." And she is not biting. She is not having it. But, boy, is it going to make some great YouTube. She doesn't want to discuss it. Why don't you talk about that with another senator? Are you sure you're my constituent? "Yes, I am, ma'am. I'm right up the road, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm disabled, and I want to know why you want to send me to prison." Oh,
awesome.
It's perfect YouTube moment, and I believe that it will be posted up on Free State Blogs as soon as it gets uploaded. It's going to be good, fun stuff to bring up when this lady is trying to run later, and it's an example of how much fun you can have with these people.
That's great. I hope he sparks up, too, someday. I know that the people are talking about maybe doing a mass smokeout up in Concord sometime next year, and I think it would be great to have the medical patients leading an event like that. I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, a guy in a wheelchair would be hard to arrest.
It's a terrible idea for an event, and it's a good way to make sure that we do not get a decrim bill passed.
That's a terrible idea to have medical patients smoking pot. I mean, what's so terrible about that, Dennis?
Well, if you want it depends on what your goals are. And if your goal is to win, and you define winning as the law changes and they stop harassing people, then you need to have a whole bunch of reps who are on the fence, who are sort sort of in their mind starting to come to grips with the idea that just like the gun doesn't jump off the table and shoot you, also the marijuana doesn't jump off the table and smoke itself.
You don't think that that would, you don't think that showing them Vietnam veterans and other people that that need medical help actually safely engaging in consuming cannabis would show them those things? Would show them that marijuana is not dangerous?
If you have a bunch of people that are afraid of guns, do you think the right way to make them pass gun freedom legislation is to have a whole bunch of armed people shooting guns at the state house but not hurting people?
No, I would think it would be more sensible to have them carrying guns peacefully rather than shooting them. Just like carrying marijuana or smoking it peacefully would in no way put anyone else in danger. It's a good try, though.
It's emotional. It's an emotional reaction. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with humans that have emotional reactions. If your interest is winning...
Dennis, didn't you just say a moment ago that the cannabis smokeouts had no effect whatsoever on how the medical vote came out?
That's right.
So it sounds like you're arguing against the point that you just made.
No. I mean, the 420 things certainly aren't helping, and it's not, you know, or anything like that. But if you guys are talking about, because I know that, for example, a free stater put up a medical marijuana decrim bill. Right, it's a formal, official thing. There's going to be a decrim bill, and you know, he's going to try to do this. It's one of the Republican free staters, and he's going to try to do this with, you know, some bipartisan support. And he's going to try to say, well, you know, we can at least tax it, and you know, it's not going to, you know, it's going to save the state money. He's going to try to make it as comfortable as possible for the Republicans that are scared of marijuana. Now, if they read about in the paper that there are some people in the public park. It's not that scary to them, but it's almost like taking it home. It's almost like taking it to their place of work where
To me, Dennis, I tend to agree, but what I'm looking at it as is when people look at, say, people standing on Central Square in Keene smoking marijuana at 4:20 in the afternoon, number one, they think, I wonder if those people have jobs. And number two, they think, is that what's going to happen if we decriminalize marijuana? Because if it is, then we need to keep it illegal. I think it's the wrong example to show because you're showing people exactly what the drug warriors are saying will happen, and that's people smoking marijuana every year.
Circles and dirty hippies and, you know.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to, I believe, Alex is in New Hampshire. You got about 20 seconds, Alex. Go.
If you owe the bank $100, that's your problem. If you owe the bank $100 million, that's the bank's problem. I'll call back tomorrow.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing, healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Kid favorites like chicken fingers and meatballs can be loaded with fat and calories, but with a few tweaks, you can have a healthy alternative. Instead of frying chicken fingers, bake them. Use ground turkey in place of beef, and substitute frozen yogurt for ice cream. Your kids won't miss a thing. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.